السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا هذا المفتي الفاضل صاحب دامت بركاته. On this beautiful day of يوم الجمعة، may Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat and good health, and Allah Ta'ala accept all your efforts for Deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Shawwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, the smoke. We explained that in detail already. And today we focus on verses 17 to verse 20. Barakallahu feekum to you, Mu'ana Salim Kareem and family. And Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Now today's lesson, we continue with Surah Dukhan, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us we need to take lessons from the past nations and generations, how Almighty Allah made those people successful who believed in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. They believed in the prophets and messengers and practiced on the various scriptures that were available at that time. But we find that the people today and in those days, majority of them were not prepared to accept the messenger or the message that came directly from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. They did so at their own peril, hence they invited the punishment, chastisement of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and then the punishment came. So let us see what Almighty Allah informs us. Chapter 44, verse number 17. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَلَقَدْ وَلِلَّهِ. And by Almighty Allah, قَدْ فَتَنَّا قَدْ فَتَحْكِيكَ. And that is definitely, surely, positively. فَتَنَّا, Almighty Allah is one and alone. But he uses the word plural, the collective, to stamp his majesty, authority and sovereignty, and it is a symbol of respect and reverence. And this is well known in Semitic languages, whether you study Arabic, Syriac or Hebrew or all these Semitic languages. So by Almighty Allah, definitely we put to trial قبلهم, before them, before this mushrikeen and before these people in your time, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the previous nation, generations, we put them to various trials. قوم فرعون, look at the people of the Pharaoh. And they were now enslaved by the Pharaoh, and they would take him as their god, divinity in the form of humanity. He was so proud and arrogant, he even claimed divinity and said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your supreme being. And some people even believed that. So and وَجَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ كَرِيمٌ wow, حَالِيَّا. Whilst it came to them, an honorable messenger and prophet, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Moses, peace be upon him. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's name and nami isme grami is mentioned the most in the noble Quran amongst the prophets and messengers 136 times. He was dark in complexion. Allama Qastalani, one of the commentators of Bukhari Sharif, writes, كَأَنَّهُ رَجُلٌ سُودَانِيٌ, as though he came from Sudan. He looked similar to them in his features and his physical strength. So he went to the court of the Pharaoh without fear and favor, and he told the Pharaoh and his caucus and cabinet, "An addu ilayya ibadallah, that you must hand over to me, ibadallah, the slaves of Almighty Allah. They are not your slaves. You have kept them here in bondage for decades and decades, and you're making them serve you and your people, but they are the slaves and servants of Almighty Allah." That is what you find: secularism, capitalism, democracy, all these satanic systems do. They make people slaves of a man-made system. And you can see everything is falling apart now. I, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, inni lakum rasulun amin. I am for you a messenger that is trustworthy, that is honest, and I have no hidden agenda, no ulterior motive. I've got no worldly benefit. I do this for the cause of justice. Every time a messenger was sent from time to time, place to place, it was to establish Islam, it was to establish justice. Deen itself means justice. That's a different thing than today. Different people have made compartments and departments. They said this is deen, and then they confine it to that. They said this is deen, and then they restrict it to that. That's wrong. Islam teaches us political justice, social justice, economic justice, across the board, across the spectrum. So yeah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is telling Musa alayhi salam, you tell him directly, "Wa Allah ta'alu ala Allah," and you Pharaoh, you ten-pot dictator, don't be arrogant, don't be proud against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We read on Eid day, Eid al-Fitr, on Monday, and today is Friday. And what is that telling us? Only Almighty Allah was, is, will always be the greatest, the mightiest, the biggest human being creation. We all one day will die and perish. End of the story. So how can we say we are the greatest, we are the mightiest, and so forth? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the mightiest, greatest, for all time, all places, all circumstances. Makkah, 4 million people in Makkah, the last 10 nights and so forth, 1 million in Medina Munawwara. What is the meaning of Makkah? Makkah means to crush us. We are all Mr. Somebody, Madam Somebody, in our towns, in our cities, in our countries. When you go to Makkah, you are Mr. Nobody. People are pushing you, people are trapping your toes, people are now, you know, jostling you, pushing you. So many things happen to show we are non-entities. Remember that. What can we do? We can't even control our sneezing, our coughing, our yawning. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Human being is created so weak. So that is Allah. So Allah ta'alu ala Allah. O Pharaoh and company, don't be proud and arrogant against Almighty Allah. I, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses, have come to you. Inni atikum bisultanim mubin. I have come to you bisultanim mubin, with clear-cut proof, explicit, manifest proof, and miracles. And I showed you the miracles as well. Whether it is the stick turning into a serpent, or whether it is my hand shining, glittering, and you can see I am dark in complexion. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam is teaching them. Well, in then, what are the tactics of these people? You see, the tactics that now the world is talking about is Trump tariffs. TT, Trump tariffs. He's a madcap. I'll explain to you now. So you must remember that these people who tell him, if you go any further, then we will stone you to death. We will arrest you. Death penalty. And that is how the world functions today. Suddenly people just disappear. Where are they gone? You don't know the big and high politicians, they're the high and mighty. They think they can just kill and kill, like you see in Gaza. But every day they are getting more and more humiliated. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam tells the Pharaoh and his cronies and his caucus and his cabinet, wa inni udhtu bi rabbi wa rabbikum, and I seek the protection, I already sought the protection, bi rabbi, of my sustainer, nourisher, provider, wa rabbikum, and your sustainer, nourisher, antarjumun, that you stone me to death, you kill me, you destroy me, so all that will not happen. I come to you and I have the help and assistance and protection of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah is there to help me. How Almighty Allah helped the Mujahideen and the Taliban in Afghanistan to destroy America and to destroy 48 countries. How Allah gave Hamas victory against America, against Israel and 70 countries. And that is what is making them mad. You must remember that. That Almighty Allah used a small group of people to defeat them. And they sent thousands of Jutlas and Jews and Zionists straight to hell. Alhamdulillah. We're very proud about Hamas. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. We're very proud of Hamas. They sent 100,000 Jutlas straight to hospital and clinic and to the med hospital. So that is what they did, which no Arab country, which no Muslim country has done in the past 80 years. So that is what is needed. The Ummah has to rise up for jihad and make all the sacrifices. Inshallah, Allah will show us how the Pharaoh of that time, he drowned, humiliated, disgraced, that today the Faraina and the Pharaohs of today also, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, through His grace and mercy, will humiliate them, disgrace them and defeat them. Bifadlillah wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, through His grace, mercy and benevolence. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Today is the 5th of Shawwal. Trump tariffs. I told you, America, American policy is this. I've been to America twice, so we know a little bit about America. You see, the politicians treat the masses as asses. That's the truth. And now you, the masses, you have to mobilize and you have to bring about the civil war there in America. Otherwise, you all will be doomed. You must remember, you have a madcap who is the president. His name is Donald J. Trump. You see that? So we call him Donald Duck. You see that? So now this Donald Duck, he scored a terrible own goal. So now Canada, Denmark, Sweden, Switzerland, France, many other countries are joining. They say boycott American products. Take them off the shelves. You see, Canada has started, Denmark has started, other countries are following. So remember that. They say take these American things out. We don't want anything American here in our stores, in our shops. And now that's wonderful news for us. I always told you, America will fall. Israel will fall. There's Arab dictators, your Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco, all haramis, one by one will fall. So you must remember that there are so many things going on. That for Lesotho, a poor country, 50% tariffs. For South Africa, 30% tariffs. For Russia, no tariffs. Putin will fix him up. America, now Iran and Russia have signed a pact. Any country is attacked, the other country will help. This is sending shockwaves to Russia, from Russia and Iran to America and Israel. You attack Iran, Russia will come. You attack Russia, Iran will come. So remember, these are two big powers which they fear. And once they combine, then it will be bad news for them. the Palestinian Authority of Abu Mazen, Abu Mahmoud Abbas. In the Arab world, they call him Abu Mazen, another murtad, harami, shaitan. So Pakka murtad. He says Netanyahu must be arrested by you, the European Union. What the hell are you doing? How is he landing there in Budapest and Hungary? So remember, the defense minister of America, he said, now during the term of Trump, we are going to demolish Masjid al-Aqsa and replace it with a temple. You see that? But the Pentagon says that now he must be investigated. How come things leaked to a journalist and so forth? So all of them are getting humiliated and so forth. So remember, Trump and his people are a bunch of donkeys. You can tell them, I said, they don't even know where people live and where. Now one country they put there, there's no human beings there hardly. So the penguins are there. So they want to impose taxes and tariff. Tariff is the American term for taxes. So for taxes and tariffs on penguins. So these are the donkeys running America. In the past 24 hours, more than 100 people martyred, murdered, killed by the Israelis, and they are the biggest terrorists on earth, and America supports them. That makes them also the biggest terrorists. Once America falls, Israel falls, then only will you find world peace. Till these people are functioning, remember, there will always be problems, because they want to have control and they want to just make money. Money. They worship money, and mostly they murdered and martyred children. U.S., listen to the people. It's not me, it's your own people. U.S. faces that financial what? Collapse. Your whole system is collapsing. In one day, it destroyed more than $1 trillion in America alone. $1 trillion wiped out by this madman. 27 people, psychiatrists, psychologists, people who are well trained in their field, they said that Trump, not now, 2, 3, 4 years ago, Trump is a narcissist, he's a psychopath, and he cannot run the country because he will become a tin pot. You must remember that a tyrant and a dictator, and that's exactly what you see. Imagine in the West Bank, listen to this. In the West Bank, 50 Jutla Zionist Haramis, the children of Hitler, they went on a rampage. They burned the Palestinians' vehicles. They burned and damaged their houses, everything. And Israel says, no, this is not terrorism. Israel are the biggest terrorists. And any person puts away a Jutla there in Israel who's supporting the government, we will support him. Anybody causes harm to Israel, America, whether he's Shia, whether he's communist, whether he's atheist, we will support them. I made our stance very clear. We don't support Saudi Arabia government. We don't support UAE government. And you Maulvis, and you sheikhs, and you imams, if you can't speak today, Jummah time, against this Gaza genocide, then it's better you shut your mouth forever. Because you are people who are wasting the people's time. Just speak about virtues and all that there. It's not time for virtues now. It is time for jihad. It's time to speak the truth. For who are you so frightened? You can't even make the kuffar, shias, or kafir. You can't even say that. So what good are you? You're just collecting money, that's all. And making halal certificates and Sharia compliant. Hang your heads in shame. That's what I'll tell you. You can quote me anywhere. Remember that if you can't speak the truth, give the platform to somebody else. So that is what we're giving you. All the news, Syrian Mujahideen. The Western media will never tell you this. In a place called Dar'a in Syria. I've been 5 times to Syria with Allah's help. So in Dar'a, our Mujahideen took on the Jutlas and they sent over 15, 20 of them straight to hell. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So now they say they want, you know, peacemaking with who? Lebanon. That is what coming out from Israel. They can't be peace with you because your peace is not P-E-A-C-E. Your peace is to steal more and more land from Syria, from Palestine, from Lebanon, and so forth and so on. Iran and Russia signed the pact, I told you. The ICC, there's a movement. They say the ICC must charge Joe Genocide Biden as well for genocide. You see, the Arabs are waking up, the youngsters. Not these rulers, they murtad haramis, majority of them. So the Arabs remember what? They got ghost hackers. So now they are hacking the Israeli websites. Every day they're hacking something and something. They can't find them. Who are these people? So whether it's angels, whether it is jinnat, whether it is experts, Allah alone knows. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. Allah will send his army to destroy these enemies. So Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, he boycotts the Israeli media. That's in your Haaretz newspaper. Hungary will withdraw from the ICC. So Hungary is another corrupt country hosting him. And what did Netanyahu say? He told him, Victor, you did me a big favor. We are fighting a just war, and we are a democracy, and we are using justified means. You see that? They can murder, kill babies, children, innocent people, murder babies, and destroy mosques and churches, everything. And all that is justified for the Jutlas as well. Trump says, I love Israel, but I love tariffs even more. So he put 17% tariffs on Israel. Very good. Let them fight the haramis. So Wall Street lost $1 trillion, and the other companies and so forth. So American consumers, you Americans, your politicians, Republicans, Democrats, they're making you asses. Your messes are asses. Let me tell you that. You are good people, but they're making you fools. And you will face the biggest harm in what Trump has done. American consumers will be the biggest losers. Stand up, and you must protest and bring down the Trump government. And he must be sent to jail. Netanyahu must be sent to jail. So remember that. See India, the Hindu, the government there, the Modi government. You Muslims, you came from India 160 years ago, 170 years ago. So what are you waiting for? Do you know they are stealing the Waqf land? Then they passed the bill, the endowment bill, wherever the Muslims 100 years ago or more gave land for a masjid, madrasa, they want to confiscate it. No compensation, nothing. And they say the government will use that. Remember our verdict regarding Modi and his government is a terrorist government, is an apartheid government. And these Maulvis of the Jamiat Ulama Hind who are supporting them are selling the Ummah down the drain. Remember that. You all know who they are. They are selling the Ummah down the drain. Let us be clear on that issue. Pakistan is deporting Afghanistan, Afghans. More than 500,000 of them deported already. Look at a small country like Namibia. A lady is in charge there. But I salute her for one step she took. She said, America, you want to impose tariffs? No more visas, no more free access to you to come to Namibia. Now you must apply for a visa. That's what you must do. You must treat them like that. Tell them you don't come and just ride over us and think that we are your slaves and servants. So no American allowed in Namibia. You will have to apply for visa and then we will see whether you can enter our country or not. You stole enough from our country. And that is the white man's policy. Colonizing imperialism everywhere. They want to steal and steal and steal. So we need to name them, shame them, and nail them. So African news, the DA goes to court. They want to interdict. You must remember the budget. And the DA says within 48 hours, by tonight, latest tomorrow, you will know whether the DA, I told you so many a time before elections, after elections to vote for DA is haram. In Islam, it's haram to vote for them. They're 100% pro-Israel. So remember, the DA will make a decision whether they are part of the GNU or not. We say, get out. Good riddance to you. 46,000 illegal migrants deported from South Africa. You ministers wasting your time. You deport them. You know how corrupt our border officials are. They will just come there back, gave some money, everything lungile, enter, enter. So what you talking? 43,000 illegal migrants, 100,000 illegal out of the country already or more. Our program today, inshallah, Aziz, 25 past 11 South African time, that we'll move to Makkah and Sheikh Bandar Balila. I can tell you from now, another lullaby khutbah is a waste of time, Bandar. So one day I told him he's a real Bandar, you know, like a real monkey. So that is there. Just praise the king, praise MBS, don't speak nothing about Palestine. Don't even make dua for them. So another lullaby khutbah. So waste of time, characters. I will be in Masjidullah in Northcliff, inshallah al-Aziz. And today my nephew, Muhammad Ridwan Hussein, Maulana Day in the Masjid al-Furqan, his son, Hafiz Talha's nikah, mashallah, will take place day in Qurtuba today after Asr. We make dua. All of you who got nikah announcements, please send it now. 084-786-3132. Maulana Zahid Khan's program on Barkat Sahaba, 10 o'clock to 10:30, so you can listen to it. Maulana Salim, let's fire up, inshallah, in the 15 minutes we have, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, please, can I have a dua for protection against enemies at work?
Bismillah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Read Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah Jalla Wala is the best protector. And He, Almighty Allah, was, is, will always be the most merciful one to show mercy. The dua of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam. He's teaching His children, remember that. Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 64. Second dua, people, your employers, your neighbors, whoever else is harming you, mischief making, ajutla, ajutli, whoever harami. So read chapter 29, verse number 30. Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsideen. Ya Allah, help me against the mischief makers and troublemakers. Who read this dua? Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, against the gay community, and Allah decimated, destroyed them in Sodom and Gomorrah. So read it, chapter 29, Surah Al-Kabut, the spider, and verse 30, Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsideen, and give out charity, Allah will protect you and all of us.
Of kitab, does my nose have to touch the ground in the position of sajda?
Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Umirtu an ajjuda ala sabati a'da, that I was commanded to make sajda on seven parts, seven limbs, like now the two hands, the palms, the two knees, the two feet, all must be on the ground. Then the forehead and the nose is considered as one. So that is compulsory. If you just make sajda on your forehead, you don't make sajda on your nose, definitely not permissible. It's compulsory. You must put your nose on the ground and press it also. That position and action of complete submission, surrender to all with Allah, lovingly, willingly, sincerely. Yes, compulsory for male and female.
Of Kisab, I'm a Hanafi, but can I read my namaz during Shafi time?
Remember this business, I don't know who made it so famous. Maybe the Hanafi scholars are also to blame. So they say Shafi time. Why Shafi time? So remember, take Asr time, take Isha time. So you must remember after one shadow. So now the time comes in for Asr, and that verdict is correct according to majority scholars. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad say, Asr time starts. So therefore, we must promote that. So you must remember, Imam Abu Hanifa is a great faqih and one of the greatest of his time. But it doesn't mean that everywhere you have to follow. His own students went against him in 25% to 30% of the verdicts. So you can't call it Shafi time. You can only, you must say, Shafi time and Sahibain's time. I, for example, today, right? I'm just giving example. I read Asr Salat at 3:30, 3:45, 4 o'clock, right? Just say 3:45, 4 o'clock. So I read Asr Salat. So maybe, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, the time is not in. What will you say? My Salat is valid or not? Obviously, it's valid. So whether I'm at home or I'm not feeling well, so I read Asr Salat early, or I'm traveling, so you must remember that. So now it's convenient, I read it, so I don't want to read. And while I'm traveling far and so forth, then now here one place I'm stopped, I can read Asr Salat at the airport, for example. So totally permissible. So to say Shafi time, to create the perception that Hanafis can't read, that we don't accept that. So Hanafis can read it anywhere in the world, Safaran wa Hadaran, because Sahibain, the greatest students of Imam Abu Hanifa and them. So you must remember they and majority scholars are one side. Similarly, Isha time. So once the redness disappears and the whiteness comes in and you read Isha, time is up, finished. So the same thing there, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanafis, Hanbalis. Hanafis, not Imam Abu Hanifa. Imam Abu Hanifa students, that's what they say. Mufti Rashid Ahmad Saab was one of the greatest muftis in Pakistan. After Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Saab, rahimahullah, I met all of them, alhamdulillah. And Ahsanul Fatawa said, we must pass the fatwa according to Sahibain's verdict. Go see Ahsanul Fatawa. You will find it there. So it's very, very funny. Our people will tell you that Shafi time, what Shafi time? This is Sahibain's time as well. So we must promote the Hanafi school properly, not be, you know, people who are doing scholarly deception. We only promote Imam Abu Hanifa and selective amnesia. We keep quiet about Sahibain's verdict. That's not scholarly. That's, remember, being, you know, said, you know, disloyal and unloyal to the Hanafi school. So we must, and from Dalail point of view, majority scholars' verdict is much stronger. But if you got ta'assub and prejudice, then we can't help you.
Mufti Sahib, can you change your mazhab from Hanafi to Shafi in order to go for Umrah without a mahram?
You see, this is shaitaniyat. According to all four schools, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanafis, Hanbalis, for a lady to go for Umrah without a husband, without a mahram, her father, her son, her brother, and so forth, absolutely haram. But today the agents, some of them, they're just interested in selling packages and tickets. The Saudi government, which is a kafir government, they know they're recording me. So you must remember that. Yesterday a person told me that, you must remember, he was stopped there at, in Palestine, occupied Palestine, Israel. And they asked him, you know, Mufti AK, how you like that? He sent me a message. You understand? They took your name, that you class. I said, I'm happy. I'm honored. Let them record me. Our stance is very clear. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. We are jihad with you. And we will continue the jihad till our last breath, inshallah. So the Saudi government, the kafir government, MBS and company, so they just say there's no such thing as mahram. Anybody can come. And what they got to do with Sharia? They just want to make money out of that. Never did Imam Shafi say that. Never did Imam Malik say that. So much so, even for a nafil hajj, a voluntary hajj, you can't go without a mahram. Imam Shafi, you see, you must make naqlul madahim, you must present the masla clearly. Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik rahimahullah said, only exclusively for a farz hajj. If the lady can't find a mahram and so forth, then they go with a group of ladies, jama'atun nisa'i thiqat, that a group of ladies that are trustworthy, for first hajj only, so gunjaish hair, so that will be acceptable. Only first hajj, but umrah haram, Nafil Hajj, haram. Now see how they twist the Shafi'i school, and they'll get one crooked sheikh, and he will also tell them, yeah, ekkom sa'am, just book my ticket, but you must pay. You know how the world functions today. Absolutely haram it is. For you ladies who go alone with no mahram, no husband, never mind getting sawab, you come back mal'oon, and you are cursed by Almighty Allah. You are cursed by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Absolutely haram it is.
Kisa, we have a building in Weinberg which we want to let out. Unfortunately, no tenant for 2 years. We have been approached by a church who would like to rent the premises from us. What should we do?
You should look at the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter number 5, Surah Ma'idah, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. You must not cooperate in sin and transgression. So you want that these Christians must come and promote their Trinity. They must come and insult Nabi Isa alayhi salam, insult Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, speak nonsense against Nabi Isa sallallahu alayhi salam. Is that what you want? So why don't you look at the other verse of the Quran, chapter 65, verses 2 and 3. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. You see, when you adopt taqwa and true piety, then Allah will make a way out for you. وَيَرْزُقْهُ, and Almighty Allah will give you risk and sustenance from where you never ever expected. Chapter 65, Surah Talaq, the divorce, verses 2 and 3. Story time quickly. You see, to where I am speaking to you now. So we are here now. This is the 25th year with Allah's help. So my connection, my qazi, Buti Ghani, is in charge of Ukhis. You see that? So people used to come, people used to go. And everything happened, you see. So the building was empty 1 year, 2 years. Then I resigned from General Islam International after 17 years, full 17 years service. Alhamdulillah, very good. 20 years Newcastle, very good. Now 7 years World Merkez. So I told them that, you know, the capital group says we must start our own station. Allah reward our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his whole family. So give us this building. They say, never mind, give it to you. We give it to you for life. As long as you want to run it, you run it. You see that? So you wait 1-2 years. And if you got taqwa, so now what sadaqah jariyah for them? What sadaqah jariyah for the marhumin and so forth? But the shaitan will come. Give it to a bottle store. Give it to a church. Give it to some, you understand, bank and so forth, that will do all haram things. Totally haram. It is not permissible.
Kisab, is a Kula coin regarded as gold or as cash for zakat purposes?
Brother, why you have to go into all this rigmarole? You like the Bani Israel. Ma lo nuha ma hiya. You take your Kruger coin, you get the current market value, 100,000, for example, you have to pay zakat. So Kruger coin is gold, but you don't work with the gold. Only you work with the value of it, and on that value, you pay 2.5%. And you take the highest value, not the shortcut one and loophole. Then Allah Ta'ala made such people, monkeys and swines and pigs, and that are the jutlas. Quran says so. They were playing with the deen of Islam at that time. So only Islam came as a religion. There's no religion as Christianity. Today, as of no prophet came as a Jew Christian. Our people make mistake, a terrible mistake in that. So you must remember they made a mockery and they went fishing on Saturday. So Almighty Allah made them swines, pigs and monkeys. Chapter number 5, verse number 60, and chapter number 7, verses 166, 167 of the Noble Quran.
Mufti Sahab, please advise if it's permissible to pay zakat to a parent's debt.
totally haram. You can't give zakat to parents, grandparents. You can't give zakat to children, grandchildren. It's your own parents. Use your lilla money. So zakat you give to poor Muslims. Yes, sideways, brother, sister, uncle, auntie, nephew, niece, provided they are Muslim and poor. But they got cell phones, they got TV, they got internet, they got cars and vehicles. All these kind of people, you can't give them zakat.
Mufti Sahib, I'm a doctor. Am I allowed to perform abortion for another Muslim who wants it due to her child having complications, for example? The last question we'll take.
So this lady, yes, says that her gynecologist doctor said that there is, you must remember, complications, she must go for abortion. So that doctor who said, so if it's Muslim, you're promoting murder. And abortion in Islam is murder, one. Two, you as a Muslim doctor, for you to go ahead with the termination of pregnancy and abortion, you're an accomplice in murder. Number three, abortion in Islam is totally haram and not permissible. What the doctors say is not wahi and revelation, it's just speculation. So you, O mother, you must read chapter 37, Surah Swafat. You know Surah Yasin, chapter 36. The surah after that, Surah Swafat. Read Rabbi Habli Minas Salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me normal children, grant me pious children. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua. How many a time people came on air and they told us that the doctor said so. Today I gave birth, my child is a healthy child, and so forth. Tomorrow, if you go ahead, that child will ask you the question, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Oh mother, why did you kill me? Oh doc, why did you kill me? You committed murder. What will you say, oh Muslim? So remember, absolutely haram for Muslims to go and do abortion and so forth. You must have nothing to do with them. Doctor and your mother, don't listen to the doctors. Majority of them, Muslim, non-Muslim, are quacks who just want to make money, and they're not interested in you. They're just interested in your medical aid and how much money they can make out of you. That is the truth. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.